You know, we just got kind of a special connection. You know, we've been doing it for years, and baseball too. I'm sure he's second base. But, you know, we kind of got trust built up for each other.
Hello, Texas high school football fans. What a 2022 season. This is KP Kelly, the editor-in-chief at TexasHSFootball.com. On behalf of everyone at Texas HS Football, I wanted to thank you for a tremendous season and for your support of our website and our digital media content. And most importantly, I wanted to thank you for your support of the Texas high school football community and the student athletes. Thank you. I also wanted to take a moment to ask you to join us in thanking our podcast and state championship games sponsor, Jamar Roofing. Jamar Roofing is the original Texas roofers for over 50 years. They offer fair pricing, expert craftsmanship, and local owners who care since 1970. Visit them at jamarroofing.com or call 512-441-8437. Because of great sponsors like Jamar Roofing and great fans like you, we're able to provide the content that we do. A big thanks to Jamar Roofing, and again, a big thanks to you.
Hey there, Texas high school football fans. Time to talk District 4A, the D2 state title winners, Carthage Bulldogs. This one was a demolition derby. The Bulldogs won 42-7. Wimberley struggled to stay on the field as Carthage's defense forced four turnovers and finished the afternoon with 12 tackles for loss. And once the Bulldogs got back on offense, quarterback Connor Cuff took control, throwing for 299 yards and four scores. We chatted about this offensive MVP game.
Hello.
How's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Did you have a good day today, Connor?
I did. How about you?
I did. Are you playing any other sports?
I play baseball.
Baseball, yes. We'll get to that. And congratulations. You wrapped up your
Thank you.
Football career
with a
storybook ending.
Your Thank
team,
you.
You're welcome. Your team won 42-0, and you were the offensive MVP. How does that feel?
It feels good, you know. Really feel like we played a good game. You know, it was a great way to end my senior year.
Mm-hmm. Great game, great way to end it all. And y'all made it look easy, and for the most part it was, as y'all crushed teams all year. However, the week before state, your semifinal round, y'all had a close game against Glen Rose. Do you think that close game helped your success in state?
Yeah, I think it kind of woke us up kind of on both sides of the ball. You know, we had a lot of mistakes on the offense that game. And then the defense, you know, they really hadn't seen anything like them all year. So it kind of woke us up.
Like that kind of sparks a different kind of energy. And you had 299 yards and four passing touchdowns. And your favorite target is Noah Patty. What makes y'all work so well together?
You know, we just got kind of a special connection. Mm-hmm. You know, we've been doing it for years. And in baseball, too, I'm sure he's second base. But, you know, we kind of got trust built up for each other.
Yeah, y'all are in it through football and baseball. I love that. There's nothing like that when you have that special connection. And y'all's success is not without the help of your O-line. So give them a little bit of a shout out.
Oh, yeah. They did a really great job all year. I think every one of them, you know, they grew a lot in all season throughout the year. And overall, they did a great job.
That's great. And you were able to keep putting up points on the board because your defense kept stopping Wimberley. So brag on your defense.
I mean, yeah, coming in the year, I think people kind of doubted them, you know, because they kind of had to rebuild. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Coach Preston does a great job. You know, everybody stepped up when they needed to. And throughout the season, man, they're great. They're lights out.
Lights out for sure. And there's so many things that go into it. Great coaches, hard work, and it really is a recipe for success. And you're a senior and you're headed to college for baseball, correct?
Right.
So you have played your last high school football game. What will you take away from all 4 years as a Bulldog?
You know, I mean, all of it really, but you know, kind of growing as a person and as a player, you know, all at the same time. And, you know, all the relationship with my coaches and, you know, friends.
Definitely. So much was learned, and I'm so glad you're able to take that with you as you further on your career. And now we're going to have some fun. We're going to ask you some rapid fire questions about your teammates.
Okay.
So the first one is, which teammate has the best dance moves?
I'm going to go with Fat Ja'Carian Rockamore.
Does he have any special moves that he does?
You know, he's really, he danced, so he didn't do anything.
He danced a lot. Probably more than the others.
Yeah.
Okay, who has the best nickname on the team?
Probably our fullback, Christian Neely, Little Rise.
Like, has it been with him, or did y'all give that to him, his nickname?
It's kind of throughout the year, you know, kind of got more and more, and everybody started calling him that. Yeah.
Love it. It developed through time. Okay, next one. Which teammate makes you laugh the most?
Probably Noah. You know, we're close friends, so, you know, we kind of got the same humor.
Yeah, that makes sense. Y'all are pretty much together all the time. Next one, if your teammate was to put on a mascot uniform, who would do the best job?
I'm gonna go with the biggest person probably, because, you know, the bigger the mascot, you know,
right?
Keystone Allison.
I like that approach. That's awesome. Okay, last one. Which teammate is always late?
I'm gonna have to go with Noah. Noah's always late almost every day.
Take a sweet time. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time and wish you the best of luck in your future.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I had a great time.
Connor's favorite target of the day was Noah Patty, who finished with 8 catches for 191 yards and 2 touchdowns. And he told me all about their bond.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Did you have a good day?
Yes, ma'am. I had a great day. How about you?
I had a great day too. Are you playing any other sports? Or I think I heard you were playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. I'm committed to play today now. Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. That's so exciting. I come from a house of Aggies, so I know A&M is a special place. So that'll be so cool.
So do I, actually. Both my parents went there, so it was pretty cool.
No way. Well, it runs in the family. Glad you did that. And appreciate you coming. We're going to talk about your big state championship win. And congratulations, you guys are the 4A D2 state champs. I was at the game, and the announcer line of the day was, Cuff to Patty. You two were a heck of a duo. Can you tell me about your bond?
Yeah, me and Cuff, it's a pretty special bond. We've been friends for a long, long time, like off the field. And then we ended up playing together on the same field, and it's a blessing. It's pretty awesome.
It is awesome, and you guys are awesome on the field too. And you had 191 receiving yards and 8 catches and 2 touchdowns, and those 191 receiving yards tied the 4A state title game record. How exciting is that, not only to win but set a record?
It's pretty awesome. I really had no clue about the record during the actual game, which was kind of crazy, but I'm pretty blessed to be able to do that. You know, we had an O-line that's really good, and Connor told me great balls. So that's all I could ask for.
Awesome. That's just like the little bonus on top. I love how that works out. You just go beyond what you expected. So that's really cool to see. And of course, you said you couldn't have done it alone without the help of your offense. So give them a shout out.
Well, first we'll start off with the whole offensive line and Coach Inslee. He does a great job with them. They stay along, like, the long hours of film, long hours of practice, just so that we're able to let the other people shine. You know, they're kind of the unsung heroes. And then Cuff, you know, he's got the spotlight, but he should. I mean, he's a great player. He throws me great balls all year, and he always makes plays.
You guys all make great plays. And like you said, your coaches are also a big part of your guys' success. So a lot of great factors that make you all so successful. And that is a great way to end your senior season and your high school football career. What has it meant to you to be a part of the Bulldog football program?
I mean, obviously the state championship was pretty awesome my senior year, but it's probably the practices, to be honest, the practices with your guys and, you know, going to see your coaches every day. You know, it gets a little tiring, a little repetitive, but I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Being with my guys every day, building those friendships and bonds in the locker room, that's probably my favorite part of being a Bulldog.
Yeah, for sure, because most of the time you guys are just at practice. We only get to see the games, which are like once a week, but you guys are always at practice. So I love that you've made so many memories and so many bonds that will stick with you for a lifetime. Congratulations on a great season, and also best of luck going to A&M. Now we're going to have some fun, and we're going to do some rapid fire questions, because we know it takes a team to succeed, and we're going to get to know your teammates a little bit better. So the first one is, name that teammate who has the best snacks.
Best snacks? It's definitely Fat, number three, Jacaryn Rodmore. It's definitely, he always has the snacks, always.
Love it. We all love a teammate that is bringing you food, because you guys are working hard. For sure. Okay, next one. Which teammate has the best dance moves?
Dance moves? It's probably one of the twins that play offensive and defense line. Probably Braylon. Braylon, he can dance. He'll jump in the dance circle every once in a while. He can move a little bit.
Ah, I like it. So are the twins identical?
I mean, they don't. They have different hair, but yeah, they're pretty identical. Like,
That's cool. Okay, name that teammate, if he was to put on the mascot uniform, would do the best job.
The best mascot. I'm going to go with, like, probably Cash Courtney. Sophomore. He's a big dude, and he's got a lot of spirit, so I think he can do a good job as a mascot.
Well, okay, cool. Who is the best teammate with the most swag?
Most swag? Well, not counting me, of course. It's probably Fat. Fat. I'll give it to him again. He's probably got the second most for sure.
Yeah, second most. Okay, we'll give you that number one spot for sure. Which teammate is always late?
Always late. Ooh. Always late. Probably Braden Manning. I'm one of my friend. One of my receivers. We both tend to be a little late sometimes. So excuse me, walking in about the same time.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I was just talking to Connor and he was like, I asked that same question. And he said, Noah, it's not a bad thing. You take your time. You won't forget anything.
That's right. Never. Right?
There you go. Okay, next one. Name a teammate, if you were stuck on a deserted island, who would you want to be with you?
Oh, this is a tough one. It'd probably have to be Zane. I mean, Zane Schumacher. He played tackle for us, or no, he played guard for us. Uh-huh. But we've been friends a long time, and he's really good with his hands, you know, handyman. I think he'd probably build a fire or something.
Oh yeah,
I think I'd be pretty helpless. So hopefully he could.
He will help you survive on that island. Yeah. Oh, I could take all the help I could get. Okay, this is gonna be your last one. Which teammate's house do you hang out the most?
Ooh. Probably Zane again. I know they had O-line dinners there and stuff. And then me and my friends always go over there. So.
Oh, nice. O-line dinner. Are the moms cooking you guys meals?
Yeah, they cooked O-line some. They cook a lot of food. It's pretty hard to feed them. It's a whole big deal.
I love that. Well, Noah, thank you so much for your time. And I wish you the best of luck in your future.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and check out TexasHighSchoolFootball.com for lots of updates on Texas High School Football. Also, be sure to follow us on all our social accounts. That's TexasHighSchoolFootball.com. We'll see you next week.